Solent.
And I'll remind you about Crack the Code as well, but I wanted to talk this morning to somebody who is spending their weekend doing something pretty remarkable. Philippa Roll, who is a student welfare officer at Poole High School, is going to be taking on the 215-mile race across Scotland Ultra Marathon in aid of a Bournemouth-based charity very close to her heart called The Health Bus. She joins me on the line now. Philippa, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me on.
Not at all. Tell me about this ridiculous thing you are doing this weekend.
So it's a race across Scotland with GB Ultras, an amazing events company. I've tried it once before and only got to 156 miles. And this time with my extra training, I'm hoping I'll succeed the whole route in aid of Health Bus, which is an amazing charity.
So it's 215 miles in total?
It is, but there's a few reroutes, so it'll probably come out to more like 220.
Yikes. And one of these things where, of course, you have a time frame in which to finish it. What was your undoing last time? Was it the time? Did your body let you down?
Yeah. Bit of both, really. So my feet let me down, because that's one of the main things for doing such a long distance, is part of your body just wears and tears, and your feet are the main one. And I got some extraordinary bad blisters. And also I got timed out at a aid station. So, yeah, it was a real shame. But this year I hope to do one better than that and get to the end, hopefully.
Wow.
And just really take care of myself more.
Yeah, 95 hours, I think, is give or take what you have to complete it in. What does that mean in terms of sleep? Do you just have to go and just grab 20 minutes here or there?
Yeah, pretty much. I think when you get to certain aid stations, there are sort of blow-up beds that you can lie on, but you're so pumped up after you've sorted your feet out and everything else and your electrics for power banks and things like that. You don't really feel like sleeping overly. So, yeah, it's cat naps here and there, really. So 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there, yeah.
My word. What do your students make of this?
I think they all think I'm mad. I do a different challenge every year, and they're quite used to me coming up with new challenges here and there. So,
I'd like to think maybe not mad, maybe a role model, Philippa. You know, somebody who can go out and put what they're teaching, because you do the Duke of Edinburgh courses and stuff, so you've got to put this into practice yourself, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, hopefully I inspire them, but they inspire me as well. And it was because of the students that I found out about the Health Bus. They did volunteering for them. And I just thought it was amazing. It really sort of resonated with me. So, yeah.
Go on, tell me about Health Bus and about why they have you doing this.
I do all the healthcare at Poole High School, which is the school I work at, and I've been doing it for 25 years. And obviously in that time, you make some great friendships with the students and help support them and their family. And we have one student a few years back now who was quite troubled and ended up sleeping rough on the streets. And it was later on in life that he ended up on a park bench in London and froze to death. And it was just so sad to hear that, as he was such a lovely young man. So, you know, to help as many people as I can is just what I hope to do. And the Health Bus are doing an amazing job for all these people that are homeless with their healthcare.
Bless you. I've searched your name and Just Giving, and I've got your page here. So you're Philippa Roll, R-O-L-L-E, if people fancy following you and contributing. I don't know what else there is to say, Philippa, apart from, you know, good luck. May the wind always be at your back, and may your blisters be negligible.
Thank you so much. I'm so looking forward. I'm so excited now. Hopefully I can do the Health Bus justice and help raise as much awareness to them possible, because they are incredible what they do, all the nurses, doctors and supporters that give up their time for people just to give them an inkling of support and help, you know, along the way in their troubled lives. And if I can do one little piece, this is amazing. So thank you.
Go well, Philippa. Philippa Roll there, endurance athlete and student welfare officer at Poole High School with us this morning. Rob Seals on our sports desk. I know you're a gym bunny, Rob. I don't know how you are with running. But can you imagine having a 215-mile ultramarathon in front of you and the emotion you'd use to describe yourself being excited?
I'm not sure that'd be the first word that would come to my mind. I've never been a big on running.
Yeah.
I think when I did Tough Mudder last year, that was 15 kilometres. And that was, for me going into it, it was quite daunting. So 215 miles is a totally different ballgame.
I don't know how these people do it. I've got a half marathon coming up and I'm thinking, is it time to do another marathon? No, I've always hated them. Look, let's get down to it. We've got Olympic stuff to talk about and another gold medal for... I don't want to big up Pool too much, but it has been my hometown for the last 10 years now. Another gold medal for Pool.